But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach at Elon, Tony Tristiani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough one for your guys. Such a tremendous comeback on the road at Gardner-Webb to get that game tied and then to lose it at the end, 34-27. Just give me your assessment on the game as you've gone back and looked at it.
Yeah, that was a heck of a football game at Gardner-Webb. You know, two playoff football teams with high aspirations for this fall. You know, we put together a valiant effort. And a rally in the second half, but it just wasn't enough to beat a good Gardner-Webb football team.
After you're down on the road, 6 minutes to go, down 14, what did you learn about your team in that stretch to see them be able to come back and put yourself in position to win?
Yeah, if we're talking about the end of the game, we did a lot of things well. You know, just in the second half, you know, what we did, the biggest thing is we believed, you know, we believed we could come back in that football game. We did it together. You know, we stuck together. That's one thing I learned about this football team, and it wasn't a surprise to me, but it was nice to see. You know, we did some good things on the back end of that game. You know, the last drive, obviously, you know, we got to get a stop. It started out as a 2 minute drive, and then it really became more like a 4 minute defense, you know, 2 minute defense to 4 minute defense. And we were challenged to try to change our personnel in that situation to get some of our bigger bodies on there to stop the run, and they, you know, their tempo and our lack of timeouts made it difficult for us to do that. But we got to find a way to, you know, get a stop there and get that game into overtime.
One more on the defense. Obviously, it was a big evening for Jaden Dennis. 10 tackles in the game, forced two fumbles, including that big one there in the fourth quarter that got you the ball back. Maybe just talk a little bit about his night.
Yeah, Jaden had a great night. Really, he played well, and like those turnovers, those were huge. You know, if you go to the first half of the game, you know, we played 48 snaps in the first half of the game, you know, and 32 of them in the second quarter. So defensively, you know, we played well enough to keep us in the football game. You know, the turnover we got in the first half was big. The one that we got, you know, with around 3 minutes or so in the game was huge. And those were deliberate. Those were not by accident. Those were real clean strips by Jaden Dennis. And that's how we practice every day here. The ball is the issue. It's always an emphasis. So we have great ball awareness on defense. And those were not by accident, but Jaden, he played real hard. He played physical. He got the ball out, created a couple big takeaways for us, and made some plays down the field.
Switching over to the offense, which the first half obviously did not go well for Justin Allen, but you made the change at half for Matt Downing in 17 of 25, 199 yards, 3 touchdowns. What did you like about his play, and where are you going forward?
Yeah, it was great to see Matt have that success, you know, and it's really hard when you don't get the majority of the reps during the week. And so if you go back to the Wake Forest week, you know, Matt got the majority of the reps. Justin got, you know, somewhere around 30% of the reps in practice, and he came out and he played better. And this week, you know, Matt had the 30% of the reps and Justin had the 70% of the reps, and Matthew came out better. So we might have to reconsider how we structure our practice reps this week in practice, but Matt will be getting the majority of the first team reps here as we prepare for A&T.
Question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Tony. If I'm not mistaken, you've been involved in two games with A&T, both in Greensboro, I think once as an assistant coach and once as a head coach. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Now that they're going to be – this will be their first league game. Do you sense there'll be any difference? I know a lot of times they've been trying to get this going as a regional rivalry.
Yeah. I think it's a great game for us, and it's going to become a rivalry. It will. And we're excited to have them at home. And I know our fan base is, and you know, it's our home opener, and we're happy to be home. Two tough games on the road for us. So getting into conference play here with A&T. This is a big week for us.
The first one was your first game as coach, I believe. Is that right? As head coach? Recent in 19?
It was, yes.
So that had to be a tough night for you, I guess. I mean, it sounded like it was a great game, but not the ending you wanted.
Yeah, it was a great game. Yes, last second field goal for the win for A&T.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably not many players. Do you have many players on your team that were involved in that game? Or?
Not many, but some. Yeah. Not many, but some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you got me thinking on that, Bob, because I know we just talked about, we had guys who were, yeah, probably some freshmen, some.
Okay. COVID, but maybe they weren't probably guys. Have yeah. big Not roles. Of that. Yeah. Didn't have big roles probably at that point, yeah. For sure.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank
There's
you.
Some guys.
Tony, I wanted to ask you about Jamarion Dalton. He only had two catches in the game, but both of them touchdowns in the last 4 minutes, including the call on fourth down where he gets just inside the pylon. Just talk about that play at the end and what he was able to do to come up big there late for you.
Yeah, real proud of Jamarion. He's a player who has really improved. We started to see it in spring practice, and then he really came on in fall camp. You know, just all in, committed, you know, mentally, physically, preparation wise. So we've seen him get better every practice here. It was great to see him make the plays when the lights were on and the moment was big. You know, he's got good size, speed, athleticism, catch radius, and real proud of him for stepping up, making those plays, and happy to see how he continues to grow here this fall.
As you touched on, North Carolina A&T on Saturday, they've played, you know, an FBS opponent and then obviously a ranked opponent, North Carolina Central. As you've started to look at them, kind of give us a breakdown of the Aggies and how much of the stuff, obviously, you've gone against Coach Brown in the past when he was at William & Mary. Does that help at all in your preparation?
Yeah, so there's a lot of familiarity, really, you know, certainly with Coach Brown and with Chris Young, the offensive coordinator who was our receivers coach here for the last four seasons. So, you know, there's certainly some familiarity with each other. He's got a team that's going to get better every week. You know, it's first year there, and I saw the improvement from them from week one to week two. They've got a very experienced offensive line. I'm impressed with them up front, talented running backs. They play fast on defense, high effort. They're very quick. They can run sideline to sideline very well. So, they're explosive in the special teams from a returner standpoint with Taman Cook. So, you know, I expect to see a lot of growth there. Whenever you take over a program and the schemes are new and they've only had one spring to get comfortable with those schemes and those players, I would expect to see growth every week from Coach Brown and his program.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, thank you.